I'm sorry, Solomon. Oh, no. Top 10 Steve McNair moments in his career. Number 10, 338 yards, two touchdowns, and a divisional win over the Steelers in 2002. That's number 10.
And it only gets better. Steve McNair made a lot of plays during a 13-year career.
Here's a Raven play for you from the 2006 regular season. A wide-open Mark Clayton. The 87 yards is the longest touchdown pass in Ravens history right there. Number 8 in the Pro Bowl. First play for the AFC finds Ocho Cinco for 90 yards.
Happier days back then for Chad.
Yeah, before there's the 86-85 T-shirts going around in Cincinnati. Who'd have thought? Now we're going back to the... Oiler tape. Well, I guess the Oiler days from 1998. Still got the Derek there on the side of the helmet. Ran for a career high 95 yards, including this 71-yard run for a touchdown right
Very
there.
Very special. Those are the kind of plays you were used to seeing Steve McNair make.
His career high in passing, 421 yards on this day against the Texans back in 2003 in October.
Derek Mason catching all those balls.
That's right. He was at the press conference for his retirement, fittingly, with him being on the Ravens. Samari Roll as well, former Tennessee Titan. Day after Christmas, 1999, a career-high 5 touchdown passes. Count them all. He threw 5 touchdown passes in this game against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Now, that goes to show you his evolution from a runner to a passer. He made the complete evolution, and I think really that's a testament to the hard work that Steve McNair brought to his career.
Number 4, the day he was drafted. 3rd overall by the Houston Oilers. There he is, putting that Love You Blue hat on. Hanging with the Commissioner Tagliabue. Number 3, the co-MVP for the National Football League, along with Peyton Manning.
Isn't that impressive?
Of course. Number 2, the AFC Championship game in 2000, the 99 season. 1 touchdown pass, 2 rushing touchdowns over the Jaguars to send the Titans to the Super Bowl.
This guy played with a lot of guts. He mentioned the 10 operations of surgeries he's had during his career. This guy played hurt a lot and played very well.
And then the final drive against the St. Louis Rams in that Super Bowl. It was exhilarating. It was breathtaking. He set a Super Bowl record with 64 yards rushing in that game. And then, of course, they wound up 1 yard shy.
He was in a zone that night.